Today I would like to tell you the tale of the three sisters. And the name of the three sisters was Fear, Courage and Change. Now Fear was a skinny girl. She had a white complexion and she was always nervous. And if anything would happen to her or in her world or in her perception that she didn't know, she would become even more nervous. Her thoughts would go berserk. She would be easily upset. And of the three, she was the youngest one. She was pretty, but her nervousness made her unattractive. She was always occupied, always busy, restless. She would listen, she would hear everything, but an outsider would easily perceive her as not being attentive, preoccupied. So this was the sister Fear. And then there is the sister Courage. She was rather petite, but bulky. She wasn't high, but she was bulky, muscular. And she had this promptness in her. She would always walk with a steady pace, as if it always looked as if she knew where she was going to. Purposeful, always aimed at result. And Courage, she was a bit darker than the first sister, Fear. Courage was, instead of fair-haired, she was dark-haired. And her eyes would look like burning coals. There was a certain aim, a certain purpose, a certain depth in her eyes. She was attractive, but fierce. Many, many, many boys were afraid of her because she wouldn't take no for an answer. And although secretly a lot of boys had a crush on her, she was without love, without a lover. And the third sister, Change, she was very calm. She was tall, very handsome. She was a red-haired girl with freckles, a bit naughty, a bit, well, different from any other girl you have seen before. She was a bit of a daredevil. She would do things and go places that her parents would forbid her had they known. But she never told them. She just did. She was more of a gypsy. She went with whom she pleased and she went where she pleased. She was free. Of the three sisters, she was the most free one. She was free as the wind, free as the sun, free as the moon. And she had many, many, many lovers. No one serious, just little flirts, a kiss here, a smile there, nothing too serious. She was playful. And these three sisters, they got along very, very well. They made a fine threesome, a trio. Courage was always in the middle. Sometimes she would really be more connected to her sister Fear. She would help Fear, for Fear often needed her courage, because Fear on her own was too afraid to do things, to go places, to meet people, to try new adventures. So Courage would often help Fear to live, really. For without Courage, the life of Fear was far less interesting. And Courage would often connect with Change. Courage and Change, they had a very good bond. For Courage liked Change. Although Courage herself wasn't able to be as free as change, she loved the way change lived her life. New adventures, new roads, new paths. Change would always learn new skills and do crazy stuff that nobody else dared to do. And courage like that. Courage like the daredevil aspect of change. For she herself was a daredevil as well. Like I said, not as free as change, but she had that streak of daredevilness in her. And these two sisters, they got along just fine. Change and fear, on the other hand, although they never quarreled, they didn't quite understand each other. Change would often look at fear and say, "What the heck is going on with you, girlfriend? Cut your nervousness. Come on, pull yourself together. Come with me, let's have fun." But fear wouldn't have it. No. "I'd rather stay here at home. I don't feel safe going places where you go. I might meet strangers or things might happen to me. No, I don't want that. You're far too adventurous for me." And although courage and change had a very good understanding, courage also felt pity for fear often. So instead of going out with change, she would stay home and be with fear to keep her comfort, to help her, and to tell her that everything was all right. And they would go about sometimes together. They would visit a new town or make a little journey or do something that fear on her own would never do. Courage would really help fear to overcome her fear and to take the steps to new adventures. But they were very small adventures compared to the adventures change would have on her own. Or even together with courage, they were vastly different from the adventures that fear and courage would have together. And these girls, they lived together, and they lived together in peace and harmony. But one day, there came a gentleman, and that gentleman was called Freedom. And change, she immediately fell in love with Freedom. Oh, head over heels. She was totally crazy about Freedom. And she would give him the world. She would give him her body, her heart, her soul, everything. She loved Freedom. And it's true, Freedom was very handsome. Courage liked him too. Yeah, there was a promise in Freedom. Whenever he was around, whenever he came by, courage would feel so light and so happy. Change would be totally away with the fairies. She would be so in love. You know, she had butterflies all over her stomach. And fear, she was a bit afraid of Freedom. He was so big. He was so handsome. Almost too handsome. Oh, she would be utterly shy. She would look at him, pretend as if she didn't look at him. She would look at him from under her eyelids, observe him quietly. And whenever he looked her way, she would lower her eyes and pretend she was doing something else. There was this attraction, push away kind of energy going on between fear and freedom. She liked him, but she feared him. Of course she would fear him, because she was fear. And of course the inevitable would happen. Change and Freedom would marry and have children, and of course Change would go away with Freedom. She would leave her other two sisters behind. So she went off to another land far away. And courage and fear lived in that house together forever and ever and ever. And they lived happily ever after. And courage, of course, she would miss change. for now she only had fear to deal with, and her life was now far more dull and more normal. With change, there would always be adventure, and now that she got stuck with fear, her life was far interesting. And this was the story and the tale of the three sisters. Thank you. This was my message.
The written text of this whisper is available for you on our website, whispersfromtheholycircle.com.